Good morning. Today is Monday, August 2nd. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Temperatures will be in the upper 80s today, with mostly sunny skies expected. Tonight's lows will be in the upper 60s. In our top story, North Carolina Highway 12 runs the length of the state's Outer Banks and is crucial to the region's economy. But the two-lane road is repeatedly flooded in sections or washed away by storms. And those storms are growing more intense. North Carolina officials have spent hundreds of millions of dollars trying to save Highway 12. Engineers, scientists, and homeowners are now making choices about how to best protect the highway and the villages it supports. With sea levels in the Outer Banks rising twice as fast as they are along North Carolina's southeastern coast, there's heightened urgency to find new answers to an old problem. In education news, hundreds of emails released by UNC Chapel Hill shed more light on the behind-the-scenes battle over a tenure package for acclaimed journalist Nicole Hannah-Jones. Ultimately, Hannah-Jones was awarded tenure after the issue made national headlines. But she opted to take a night chair position at Howard University instead. The UNC emails show the efforts of megadonor Walter Hussman to dissuade campus trustees and university officials from offering Hannah-Jones a tenured position in the journalism school. They also show how a trustee's questions about the tenure proposal appeared to push university officials to initially offer Hannah-Jones a non-tenured position that campus trustees would not have to approve. In health news, rural Columbus County has the dubious distinction of having North Carolina's highest rate for COVID-19 and one of the state's lowest rates for vaccinations. County officials are faced with many people who don't trust the vaccine. They're trying to combat that by setting up vaccine clinics in towns across the county and by going to homebound individuals and to farms to reach the migrant population. In entertainment, Charlotte rapper DaBaby was dropped from Sunday's lineup at the popular Lollapalooza Music Festival following remarks he made about gay people last week. DaBaby, whose real name is Jonathan Lindale Kirk, apologized for the homophobic comments about AIDS that he made at a concert in Miami. Still, his remarks drew a strong backlash from fans and many members of the music community, including Elton John and Madonna. And finally, a teenager was bitten by what officials and doctors believe was a shark off a North Carolina beach last week. The 15-year-old, who was visiting from Tennessee with his family, was about waist-deep in the ocean at Wrightsville Beach when he felt something bite his leg. The teen was bleeding badly, his parents said, and required 15 stitches. He said he saw a gray fin swimming away after receiving the bite. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.